This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
This is Jason Blair filling in for Everett Jolly. Today we have a returning guest. His name is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO for CopSync Incorporated. They're trading on the NASDAQ, recently uplisted to the NASDAQ, and trading under the ticker symbol COYN. Ron, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Jason, thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Ron, you know, it's been a couple months since we had you on the show. Remind our listeners what CopSync does and how you've been over the last couple months.
Jason, there's a crisis in America. Communities are being torn apart from the law enforcement officers that are sworn to protect and serve them, and lives are needlessly being lost. And we at CopSync are helping here, and the way we're helping is that we are connecting all law enforcement officers together so they can communicate with each other and share relevant information in real time, and then communicate crimes in progress in real time from one agency to the next.
Excellent. It's a very good cause that you guys are in a very interesting market space. Listeners can preview our previous audio with CopSync by visiting the Uptick Network website. Tell us, what is the problem that CopSync is solving in America today?
The problem that we're solving in America today is that there are 18,000 state and local law enforcement agencies spread among the 50 United States, and virtually not one of them can share mission-critical information that a patrol officer wants to know from agency to agency, nor can they communicate or broadcast message of crimes in progress. So, for example, a person might be known to be a known threat to a law enforcement officer. That might be known to officers in one agency, but yet it's not known to any other law enforcement officer in America. And so CopSync has a database where all officers on our system are connected to the database, and they're going to see that information and have that information available to them at the time of traffic stop. And, of course, they'll handle the circumstance much differently than they otherwise would.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when they're aware that there's an impending danger or they can be on the lookout for a crime in progress. You know, this software, it just seems like it's decades behind where it needs to be in today's society.
Well, there's no question about that. In fact, I got an email just yesterday from one of our customers, and I get these all the time, where they're sharing the success stories of where they use the CopSync system. And so they wrote in to say that they had seen and noted a bolo be on the lookout for a stolen vehicle that came from a couple counties over, and they then were looking for it and made the traffic stop and recovered the vehicle. Otherwise, that vehicle would have just sped on by. And this system is also your imagination. You can see how it can be used for interdicting child kidnappings. We had one circumstance where calls were coming into the dispatch center that a child was being duct taped, thrown into the back of a vehicle, and sped off down the highway. And with the CopSync system, then the dispatcher was able to alert in real time through a broadcast messaging feature patrol cars in the neighboring jurisdictions who were looking for the vehicle, and they saw the vehicle and they made the traffic stop and recovered the child. But for having this type of rapid instant communication, that child would have been taken somewhere and would be dead today.
Yeah, amazing. You definitely you hear horror stories like this, and like I said, it's just imperative that our law enforcement agencies can just communicate effectively with each other, so that way we can all, you know, get the goal of resolving the crime or finding the child and you know, helping out the public.
Well, that's correct. And furthermore, we'll take it into the realm of, let's talk in the ordinary realm of drug interdiction or human smuggling or weapons smuggling across the U.S. There are thousands of patrol officers in Texas, where the two-thirds of the U.S.-Mexico border, and they're making traffic stops every day on thousands of vehicles. The information this information of the traffic stop will go into the database, and then another law enforcement officer, let's say in the state of New Hampshire or anywhere else in the U.S. where they're using our system, will be able to look in the database and see that this vehicle was a subject of a traffic stop in Texas X days or weeks beforehand. And then as a patrol officer, you're now going to ask different questions than you otherwise would ask if you had not known that this vehicle had been stopped for a traffic violation a few days ago in a vastly different part of the country.
Exceptional. My guest today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO for CopSync Incorporated. They're trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. Now, let's talk about CopSync products. Tell us what products you currently have on the market and what they do.
We have two products. One is we refer to as the CopSync Network, and this is this system that connects law enforcement officers to a common communication database of information, and then also enables them to communicate in real time with other officers on the system, either through a broadcast messaging feature or even if they just want to instant message a patrol officer anywhere else in the country and ask them a question about a prior traffic stop, they could do this just like that. That's product number one, service number one. We call that the CopSync Network, and that's in 12 states across the U.S. right now. The related system we have is we call CopSync 911, which is a threat alert system that's designed to connect people under threat directly to the dispatch center and directly to the closest patrol officers from their computer or their handheld device. And so think this, it's just a simple app where you send an emergency notification directly to the dispatcher and directly to the closest patrol officers and their patrol vehicles. And once that alert is received, the people sending the alert are now in a chat room, so to speak, with the responding officers and the dispatchers so they can provide up to the second situational information to the responding officers and give the officers a map and a facility diagram so they know exactly where to go. And the concept here, of course, is to save minutes in those emergency circumstances when even seconds count.
Absolutely. Now, is this application available on Android, mobile, and Windows phones?
It is on, yes, correct.
Excellent. That's exceptional. And then recently you signed on with CopSync 911 in Illinois and Florida, correct?
That's correct. The goal of the commercial goal of the company, of course, is to make money for our shareholders on this recurring cash software as a service platform. And we are expanding into new states across the U.S. geographically as quickly as we can. CopSync Network is now in 12 different states across the U.S., and the CopSync 911 related system is in 10 states across the U.S., and we're continuing to roll it out into new states as quickly as we can get in there.
Absolutely. My guest again today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO for CopSync Incorporated. They're trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. Now, Ron, I'd like to take a step back here and talk about your new movement here, your hashtag #StandTheNumber2Protect movement. Recently, you guys are planning a peace summit with the UN. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, CopSync is collaborating with the Blue Alert Foundation and with the Trust to Protect a campaign, which has been organized by UN Ambassador Jack Brewer and a group of former NFL players. And we're collaborating to help heal the growing divide in America between the law enforcement officers and the communities that they're sworn to protect and serve. And one of the events that we're sponsoring collectively is a peace summit at the UN, and the purpose of the summit is to have a dialogue among the people, the different constituencies that have stakeholders in this matter, to have dialogue and conversation about what proactive steps can be taken to heal this growing divide. And we at CopSync are part of the conversation because what we bring from the technology aspect is more information, more comprehensive, relevant information to the patrol officer at the point of traffic stop. And if the officer is armed with better information, then they'll be able to handle these circumstances more effectively, and potentially we could avoid some of these these wrongful shootings that we've seen occur in the past. I'm not being critical of America's law enforcement officers in the least. These are brave men and women, and they deserve our utmost respect. What I'm trying to say is the current information systems they have are not providing them the information they need to do their job, and what we're at Cops Inc., what we're doing is providing them more information so that they can do the job that we know that they can do and that they deserve our technology support to enable them to do.
Of course. You know, it's enabling our officers and our, you know, first responders to be able to help them more efficiently do their job, not in any way saying that they're doing an inefficient job or that they are doing anything less than a spectacular job already, but anything that we can do to help out our first responders and our law enforcement agencies will only help out the public in the best way possible.
That's correct, yes. And now, so relative to the summit, we have we had a number of high-profile speakers in the law enforcement community and a couple UN ambassadors and some celebrities speaking, as well as some former NFL players that wanted to come and be part of this cause. And we are still working to secure some bigger names in the industry that are big names in the law enforcement, police chiefs and sheriffs, and other big names in the civil rights movement area. Some of these folks have indicated that they want to come speak at this event because it's an important topic for national dialogue, and it's, of course, being held at the UN, which gives us a very impressive forum from which to speak. And we are working to secure the attendance of some of these well-known names that everybody in the U.S. would recognize. And as soon as we firm up people's schedules, then we'll be announcing a date, rescheduled date for this peace summit at the U.N.
Exceptional. And again, if you want to find out more information on this movement, you can go to www.stand2protect.org. Ron, in closing here, was there any other information that you wanted to give out to our listeners before we wrap up today?
Yes, I want to say in closing that our law enforcement officers have done a wonderful job. They deserve our honor and our respect. They are fulfilling our most basic human need to feel safe, to be safe in our homes, to be safe in our churches, to be safe in our communities. And we at Cops Inc. are doing what we can to help them from a technology perspective. And we're proud and honored to be to participate and help them serve us and keep us in America safe.
Absolutely. My guest today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO for Cops Inc. Incorporated. They're trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. Ron, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. We want to check back with you again to make and see how the Stand to Protect Peace Summit went for the UN and have you back on again in the very near future.
Well, Jason, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.